All right, welcome everybody to the Creators Table Podcast. I am your host, Tyler Watson, and today I'm joined with Vivid Joyce. Vivid Joyce is a self-taught traditional artist and an Adobe certified graphic designer. She has a wide range of styles, aesthetics, and mediums from painting and illustration to digital design. And art for her is about changing perspectives and inspiring others through creativity and expression. She's also open to commissions and loves to create just about anything. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Why don't you give us a little bit of a description about what you do?
So I am a self-taught illustrator and artist. And I do have a little bit of background in graphic design, but mainly I focus on traditional art. And I kind of have a goofy, natural style. I like to draw silly things and also like landscapes and portraits and things that revolve around nature. But I pretty much am able to draw anything. I can just study it and draw it from a picture or real life or anything.
Gotcha. So you kind of have, you're not kind of set with certain boundaries of, of what you will draw, but what you can draw.
Yeah, I feel like I can really do anything. Not trying to be like narcissistic or anything, but yeah.
Yeah, no, you're just like, so like the hair tuck. I can like paint literally anything.
Yeah, not like that.
Okay. I got that. So what's like when did you first start drawing, and kind of what is the status of your drawing to like the public, like your art to the public, basically?
So I have submitted art a few times in the Quinlan Art Show in Gainesville for the Hall County Schools, and I really started drawing ever since I was a baby. I've just been drawing on random things, but what really sparked it was art class in elementary school, and then it got more serious in middle school because the art teacher, she was honestly not the best, but she did open up a lot of opportunities for me, and then that's when I realized that art was actually something I could pursue in the future, so I just started focusing on that, and yeah.
Of course. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I took like art like a couple times in like elementary school and stuff like that, and I was very indifferent to it, you know, like I didn't like the art, like the classes where they were just like, okay, you have to make this.
Yeah, I hated that.
Yeah, that was not fun. I had a couple art classes where you got to just basically, you had different tools and like you had to make something, but basically around this like you had to make like a stamp, but your design was up to you, you know.
Yeah,
so it gave you some sort of guidance, and you weren't just kind of coming at, like trying to come up with something completely random, you know. That you kind of had something
that definitely helped me.
Yeah, of course. Where do you think you adapted your style, I guess? Would you say it's like just kind of from like shows you watched or something you just saw and liked, you know?
Well, I definitely like alternative aesthetics, and I'm a huge cat lover, so I kind of mix them together, and then I discovered all these other animals, and I just draw what I like. On Pinterest, I have a whole board of just these random cool looking pictures, and I just paint them or draw them just for fun.
I gotcha. Do you have like a piece of your artwork that's like your, I still have yet to come up with the example, but like your favorite piece, like the one, like somebody's like, oh, what's your favorite? Like, what's the one you tell them?
Well, there is one that I feel like would be my soon to be favorite, but I just haven't really been working on it. But it's, to me, and it's a completely original idea. It's this 36 by 36 inch canvas of my cats painted as gargoyles. Cool. I've yet to finish it, but I love it so much. It looks so cute.
Your cats paint. How many cats do you have?
Only two.
Okay. Your cats painted as gargoyles. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I like to think of my cat as a little gremlin. Like, for some reason, he'll jump on me, and this is the strangest thing, but he will jump on me and then begin to like suckle on my shirt, and it's weird.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's kind of sad.
It is very sad. He doesn't do it as much anymore, but when we first got him, when he was really young
Oh.
and small, he would do that, and I would be like, "I am not your mother. Get off of me." Not actually, but
Yeah.
okay. And you said you do graphic design and you do traditional art. Do you do more, are your drawings kind of smaller, or do you do them on like a big canvas?
Usually I just draw in my sketchbook, but I've been trying to branch out to canvases, and I'm actually working on another cat painting. It's a, you know those the alien cat memes where they're all green. I'm trying to paint one of those.
Okay.
So,
I
yeah.
gotcha. Yeah, no, that'd be awesome. You should draw the I don't even know what the cat's name is, but it's like the brain rot cat or whatever. Do you know what I'm talking
Oh,
about?
the one that spins around?
Yeah, that one. That one.
Okay, yeah.
I wasn't
I need
gonna.
to do that.
You should. You should. Have you thought about doing like animations or anything like that?
I have, and I do some art on Procreate on my iPad, but I'm
Cool.
honestly not the best. I'm better on like Illustrator and Photoshop, not really Procreate, but I'm learning still.
Interesting. This is kind of okay, so I've had a lot of artists on here. I've had a mix of artists. I have some artists who focus more on paintings and kind of more drawing certain pieces and kind of not replicating, but I guess kind of I don't know. It's kind of funny because I'm thinking about it because I have certain people who do animations who've been on the podcast, and when I've talked to them, it sounded like they were more honestly involved with the storytelling aspect and like the character and like the lore, and they were like, "I want to expand on that and I want to like bring this character to life." And it feels like with people who are more painting oriented, they're more like got an idea and they want to like kind of fully encapsulate that idea onto a
Yeah,
canvas.
I agree with that.
I guess that kind of makes me wonder, like, do you think that it's because, like, I wonder, there's a clear difference there, and I don't want to be rude, I guess, to storytelling, because I guess where the impact of storytelling comes from the story, but then the impact of a painting isn't the story, it's the kind of the expression and how it's painted.
Yeah, that definitely has a large part in it. Personally, I want to mix those two. I want to mix storytelling and the expression together. And I've been wanting to create original characters, and I think I have a few years ago, but I'm more into like finished pieces and not just random sketches. So trying to learn how to like not be a perfectionist, basically.
No, of course. You should try. Do you know what animatics are? I learned what this was or like recently.
No.
So I guess they're like animations, but instead of it kind of being clear frame by frame, it's kind of more, it's like almost a storyboard-esque layout. To where it's just
Oh.
certain, kind of like a comic book almost, but
Yeah.
put against some sort of recording or sound or music, and like that's typically I think what you're seeing a lot of like shorts and reels and TikToks of is
Yeah,
like
I was just thinking about
animatics.
that.
Yeah, I've
Yeah, that makes sense.
yeah, you should think about trying that. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just
Thank you.
maybe. What is a
No, I've been thinking about that. There's this one story about this character called Bunny, I think, and it's this like very retro style. I'm not sure the artist's name, but I've just stuff like that I feel like would be so cool to do.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, I freaking love that type of content. I like
Yeah.
looking I follow a lot of artists but I don't do a lot of art, and I like, I don't know. I like, I will reach out to artists all the time about being onto the podcast, 'cause I really, really like, I really like it, you know. I don't know
Yeah.
why. I don't, you know, I would honestly say I'm more of a person who's been more interested in music my whole life, but I do really like art a lot, and or that type of art, like painting and drawing. Hey there, we've got a quick ad break for you. And the ad is from me. If you or somebody you know is a creative type person, such as an artist, a musician, a content creator, anything of the above, a small business owner, I would like to have you on my podcast. And I would love to be able to learn more about you and about what you do. So again, if you or somebody you know is a content creator, musician, and a creative person in general who has something they would like to share, then by all means, please reach out to me and I would love to have you on my podcast. And secondly, I would like to offer that I'm now running ads for people who would like to advertise something that they do, something they provide, whether it be they make art, whether they have a book they want to sell, doesn't matter. Whether they ever want to share some music that they make, doesn't matter. Reach out to me and you can have that in one of my episodes. But again, just reach out to me and I'll get you right back into the episode. Thank you. Is there anybody in your life who you would say was like a direct inspiration? And it doesn't even have to be a person, it can be a celebrity. Well, still, this is still a person, but I meant
Yeah.
maybe somebody you don't know directly, like a celebrity, or maybe it'd be a piece of media, like a show, movie, stuff like that.
Well, it definitely was impacted by shows and movies, but like I have literally a probably over 500 list of shows and movies that I love, so it's
Oh.
just hard to name them off the bat 'cause I
Okay.
love film as well.
All
But
right.
someone directly who inspired me was my grandmother, because she was an artist. I don't believe she ever like really went public with them. She just painted mostly landscapes with oil and acrylic, and I wanted to do something like that when I was older. So she definitely inspired me.
Yeah, I guess you think about it, it's like you're kind of given, our generation's given an opportunity where I guess a lot of art like that, like when you draw it for like yourself at home back in the day, like obviously there are ways to like make your art public, but not to near the extent that we can do it now. You know, like now you can post it on social media, and sure, you're not going to get like a million views on each post, but you know, you're going to get a lot of views from just being just a lot more than you would just like in person, you know.
Yeah, online definitely helps a lot. I think it's like, not sure the word for it, like the betting, I guess, for selling art now. Since, I mean, pop-ups, I've been wanting to do that, but I don't really have like a large number of products all at once right now. So I just feel like it'd be kind of awkward. So.
Yeah, that's true. You could go to, you know, I guess I wonder, you know, I've been thinking of the best ways you could do that, or different ways you could, to kind of to make it where you're still able to like make art, but then also, you know, find a way to where people might, like to where you can sell it in a different way, I guess. I think I always think of. I'm always kind of thinking of different stuff like that. Did you what were like your I'm just curious, what were like your top, if you had to just, you know, this doesn't have to be set in stone or like, you know, you can't change your answer, but if you're gonna say right now the top three movies you said or shows that you enjoy, just three that you enjoyed, no particular order, what three would you say?
This is a really hard question.
I know, I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay. I definitely grew up loving Marvel and Star Wars, but
Awesome.
certain movies just aren't like good anymore. Like I feel like the newer ones have just kind of lost the spark.
Yeah, I agree.
But another movie I really love the claymation of Mr. Fantastic Fox.
Oh, yeah.
I love the voice acting and how they position all the characters. I just feel like it's so cute.
That'd be, yeah.
But another movie I love is La La Land. I love Ryan Gosling and his acting, and just like the lighting of the movie, I feel like is really cool.
You know, this is the second podcast in a row where somebody said one of their favorite movies was La La Land.
Really?
So, yeah, maybe I need to.
Wow.
Maybe that's a sign. Do you? I had Regan Ellis on before this one. I don't know if you know who that is, but
no, I don't. I'll Google it.
Yeah, I had her on, and she said that one of her favorite movies was La La Land, and I have never seen La La Land.
You should watch it. It's kind of sad, but like, it's really sweet.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight or something, because I literally, like,
literally
she told me that, and I was like, that's a movie I've thought about watching, I just haven't watched it yet. When did that come out? Like,
it's definitely been some time. It feels pretty new to me, because I'm just, I don't know, like, I feel like 2014 was literally yesterday, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy, that's another movie I like. That I'm pretty sure the first one came out in 2014, and it just feels like it came out last year or something.
I agree. Yeah. Okay. I have this weird, there's a lot of weird things that I do, so I'm not going to say I have this one thing. But one of them in particular is my brain, for some reason, has started operating on this function of, like, it's old if it came out before some movie. So for me, a movie, to me, the switch in era of movies, and this is so random, happened when Frozen came out. Okay?
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Thank you, because I've said this, and my friends were like, why Frozen? Like, that's so random. And I'm not saying all movies that came out after Frozen were bad.
Yeah.
But for one company in particular, Disney, it is very apparent that that was like their last, and like, not to say they haven't had good movies that came out after Frozen again, but like, Frozen was like that one movie that was just huge, like massive for Disney. And there hasn't been one that's matched up to that since.
I think it's also the animation style. Like, the movie Snow White is so, not in a bad way, it's so old. I love the old styles. They're beautiful. But I feel like, especially the eyes of the new characters, like, they're so big and animated, and it just, I think it just kind of had a turning point in all of Disney. I like the movie, but it was like one of the most films that had the most merchandise and everything. Like, everything had Frozen on it, and it was like, oh my gosh.
Does you or someone you know have a piece of art that they've been looking to find, but they just can't find it? Something to put up in their room that really shouts their personality? Well, I might know exactly who you were looking for. And who I'm talking about, of course, is Vivid Joyce. Now, she makes art all sorts of sizes. Whatever size you need, you just give it to her. She'll make it for you. And at prices as low as $20. She can do whatever design you were looking for. All you gotta do is shoot her that design, and she will have that ready for you. And to whatever specifications you need, whether you want that sketched, watercolor, whatever you are looking for, whatever your desires are, she can do that for you. If you or someone you know is looking for a piece of art to either gift, to put in your room, to hang on your wall, whatever it may be, she can help you with that. But other than that, go check out the link in my bio. To find her link, the link will be in the bottom of this video. And the link will be in the description of the video. Frozen was a phenomenon. Like, that's the last movie I can remember, besides maybe some of the Star Wars and Avengers movies that came out, that was like, that felt like, and it like had so much hype behind it. I'm going to take that back, actually, when the FNAF movie came out.
Oh, oh my gosh.
That was very condensed hype when I really thought about it, because it was really just our generation and the generation before, but, you know.
Yeah, I feel like it only made sense to our generation. I feel like younger or older people just wouldn't get it, so, yeah.
I talked about this with somebody earlier. I don't even remember when this was, but I was talking to them about going to see the FNAF movie, and it was such a culture shock, because I went and I'm thinking, oh man, this movie's going to be like a bunch of people like our age. It's going to be crazy, because you're going to have all these people who just, like, you know, played the game when they were younger and, you know, kind of watch, follow along the game, you know, see how it kind of developed. And then you get to the movie theater and everybody there is like under 15 or like 14. And I was like, what is going on? You know, like there's actual children here, you know, which, you know, I guess one thing you kept saying is like, oh, why would these children be watching, playing FNAF? And then I realized I was a child when I played FNAF. So, you know.
Yeah, it's so weird to me. Like, not in a bad way. It's just, there were so many FNAF-obsessed kids when I was little, and it was just, I didn't understand it, and I was never a FNAF kid. And I'd never watched the movie immediately, but I watched it a few months ago, and it was not what I was expecting, so.
Oh, I thought it was going to be freaking terrifying.
Yeah.
That was, okay, respectfully, it was not that scary at all. I mean, no, there were scenes, but
yeah, there were a few scenes that like jump scared me a little, but it wasn't like Hereditary scary. So,
oh, they literally made a fort. I forgot that happened.
My gosh,
that speaks volumes to how scary it was.
Yeah, just the whole car scene. Oh my god.
I hate that. It was one of those movies where it was like, there were certain aspects of it that were really, really cool. And like, oh, I love this. And then you got to some aspects and you're like, what is this? You know?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell is happening right now?
It felt like the corporate aspects of the movie getting thrown in there.
Yeah.
You know? Like there's just so many scenes like that. The fact that Markiplier wasn't in it was kind of sad. But MatPat being in it was cool.
Yeah.
I guess to kind of get it back on track a little bit, what has art kind of been for you over the years? Like, has it been, like, what has it meant to you basically, and kind of how has it impacted you?
So it's definitely been something positive. The only really negative thing I can think about is the occasional art block and like motivation spikes and how it goes up and down. Yeah. But it's definitely been a creative outlet for me. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea where I would be without it.
Yeah.
Probably obsessing over some other hobby, but it's really helped me. So
doing this podcast has made me realize there's a lot of people who think a lot like me. You know? Like, you ever just like wake up and you're like, and you see somebody like make something and you're like, I want to do that. Like, I want to write a book. I have nothing to write about. I have no story. I mean, I'm sure I could find something to write about, but I have no business writing a book. I don't even like reading books that much. Then I want to write a book, you know?
Yeah, I actually want to also. I want to do so many things. It's like, honestly overwhelming sometimes because there's so much I want to do.
And that's what I think is like cool with like schools like SCAD, is that you get to do it in a way where you're not all on your own, I guess, trying to do these things.
Yeah,
like I recently joined like the film club at my school, and I was like, this is actually really kind of cool because I don't have to find a bunch of people to make a movie with. I don't have to buy all this equipment. I can just enjoy what film is from a bit of a set back like stance, I guess. You know what I mean? I can enjoy it and not necessarily go all in.
Yeah, I agree with that so much. I took a few video production classes.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly what we did, it was in middle school. But my teacher was awesome, and mainly what we did was record, like, commercials for, like, the school news and stuff.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and then there was one project where I was going to do a claymation with little, like, you know, those fuzzy worms on the string.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, and so that part really isn't clay, so I guess you would just call it a stop animation. But it definitely helped me. Like, I don't really use cameras as much. But I definitely am experienced now, so.
That's good. That's very good. You know, my dream is to, like, have all of the people I've had on work on a project together. Like, I dream for that to happen.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I would really, at some point, I'm really thinking about getting all the guests that I've had on together who are local, of course. And just kind of, I don't know, we're gonna do something.
Like make a zine, or I think it's called a zine.
What is a zine?
I want to say zine, but I don't think it's, no. Okay, I think it's a zine. It's like a little art book basically, and it's like
Oh.
supposed to be easy to print out and to get the message out. Like people do it for like activist reasons, or just like having a creative little art book around. Like it's like something to pass out
Like
at
everybody has a
events.
little
Like
piece of art in it, basically.
yeah, like
That's a
I
great
don't
idea.
know what it was called exactly. It had something to do with the Miles Morales and that kind of spider universe. But there was a bunch of artists that did, like, I think it was from the first movie. They did frames, like they drew with their own styles and put it into one video, and I just thought that was so cool.
Oh, we could totally do that. That would be awesome. I would
Yeah.
love to have that. I would be
Yeah, that'd be
full
just
on
so
board
cool.
with sponsoring that and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that more later.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think there's a certain type of person that I'm realizing is a lot more common, by doing this, and it's really cool to kind of, talk with you guys and kind of see is there a certain, besides obviously art and film, is there another, what would you say is one other place that you're thinking about pursuing some sort of project in? Whether this can be on a
Well,
somewhat serious level or slightly, doesn't matter.
yeah. Well, I want to write something. Like I want to write a book as well. And I used to try. I tried to do poems, but I just couldn't get into it. And I haven't been writing recently at all. But I have a lot of things planned out for a book I want to do, and it has like aspects from all these different stories, but I also want to make it more of my own because I don't want to be like, I don't want someone to think I'm just copying everything. But a large part of it is inspired by Dune and that whole franchise and
Oh,
series.
yeah.
I'm just a lot of movies with Timothée Chalamet, I'm kind of obsessed with him because I just love his acting style so
Yeah.
much. But the way I like found the story was I literally searched up story generators, and I found all these cool topics and like different genres, like fiction and science fiction and fantasy. And I kind of combined them, and then I put all the ones I thought were cool on a Google Doc, and just like sorted out the ones that I didn't really like anymore, and then combined all the other ones. And it helped a lot to form something more original, I would say. So
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think, I like storytelling a lot, and kind of coming up with a story like that,
Yeah.
and what's cool about stories like Dune and obviously is you're kind of taking something that it doesn't, a lot of the time they have modern influences and stuff like that and historical influences, right? I think they're saying somebody was saying that Star Wars has influences on certain wars that have happened over the years,
Yeah, I could see that.
and I guess what's cool about that is, other than that, you're really taking a story completely from nowhere, you're coming completely
Yeah.
from a raw idea instead of going on a biography or the story of somebody, or just some sort of topic, it's you're coming up with something completely new and authentic and kind of hoping that people will like it, which is scary, but it's really cool,
Yeah. I definitely want to do something original. Some remakes of like stories or movies, they're good, but most of them are just awful, to be honest.
Yeah,
Like,
it's
oh my
true.
God, I don't know why people keep taking an old idea and making it like into live action or redoing it like for the 17th time. It's just, I feel like,
Repetitive.
yeah, people in that industry need to at least look or try to create newer ideas. I feel like that would help a lot with everything going on in the world.
I completely agree. Like a movie that's come out pretty recently to when this is recording is actually it might have came out a while ago, but like Mufasa, I felt like that
Oh,
was a
yeah.
very like I don't think anybody was like, man, we need a movie about Mufasa. I was like, I feel like the story just from The Lion King one was all you needed, you
I
know.
swear we already had one. Like some sort of live action lion movie. I've seen
Oh, we did.
like
Yeah, we had the Lion
yeah.
King live action, yeah.
Yeah, so I just don't understand why do we needed another one or even one to
No.
begin with, but I mean like where do
No.
they get the money from?
I was like, why? Like, this is just like, because it looks like visually it looks good, you know, like
Yeah.
that sort of credit. I mean, it does look a little weird. Like it's giving like a reminder of like Beverly Hills Chihuahua and
Oh my
like
gosh.
space
That,
buddies and stuff.
I love those movies, but not in like a
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. Not in
Not like
like
it's
a
an authentically good movie.
yeah. Like they're kind of bad, but I love them so much.
I watched all of those. Like, I watched like Spooky Buddies, like the Air Bud movies.
Yeah.
The animated mouths on those dogs is awful. Like, it's
Yeah, they
so
look kind of
bad.
creepy.
I don't know what's worse, to be honest, Beverly Hills Chihuahua or the Space Buddy, those movies. They were such a key part of my childhood, but they're like, I mean,
Yeah,
some.
agreed.
They're so stupid.
They are, but they're also so good, so.
I should have a video where I like watch those again. It's been so long.
Yeah.
It has been insanely long since I've watched those movies.
There's like a lot of Beverly Hills Chihuahua movies too. There's like I think three or four.
Oh, how did they receive the funding? Like, how did
I
they do
don't
that
know.
well? You know?
I mean, it's kind of understandable, but it's also kind of not at the same time.
It's kind of sad. It's like, I mean, think about it, like the concept of the movie feels like a gold mine. We're gonna make a movies and the main characters are puppies. That's
Yeah.
you couldn't think of a more corporate idea than just puppies. You know? It's like it's the ultimate kids movie, you know, it really
Yeah.
is, you know. It's funny because I grew up, like I always liked these Cartoon Network shows, and I really appreciate those a lot more now, kind of looking back, because it's like those were like authentic stories, you know. A lot of those that I
Yeah.
watched, they were
Some of them were like odd, but in a really good way. Like, so long as I'm pretty sure We the Bears is one of the shows. I thought it was Wee Bears, and I was like so confused when people were calling it something else.
Is it We Bear Bears?
I don't know. I thought it was We
Look,
the Bears or like
I'm looking it up
just
right
Wee
now.
Bears. I don't know.
I
I haven't seen it.
what was your favorite Cartoon Network shows? It's We
I'm
Bear
not sure
Bears,
if
by the
it's
way. Sorry.
sorry, you're fine. I'm not sure if I get all the like cartoon channels mixed up, like with Nickelodeon and Disney.
Fair.
There's so many that I keep forgetting.
There was like my big ones were like Regular Show, and then
Yeah.
like Gravity Falls was Disney, but I love Gravity
Yes. Oh my
Falls.
God, I love that show.
There's like Phineas and Ferb was great.
Yes, definitely.
I said Regular Show. Did I say Adventure Time?
Not yet, but yeah, I agree with that. And
Yeah.
then I forgot the full show name, but I think it's called The Fantastic World of Gumball.
Oh, the Amazing
Definitely
World of
that.
Gumball, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Sorry.
no,
Yeah.
you're fine. You were like basically on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great show. That one
Yeah.
was a very random show. That was the ultimate random
Yeah,
show in my opinion.
I was like so confused with what was happening, but like at the same time it was like funny, so
You know the mall in that show? You can go to that mall.
really?
Yeah, it's not like the gumball, like the Amazing World of Gumball, like mall.
Yeah.
It's just a mall,
But
but you can go to
yeah.
where they took that footage of the mall.
Oh.
Yeah. It's
Yeah, in Atlanta, I was thrifting a few weekends ago, and there was, I think it was, I saw this big building. I think it was the lab from Stranger Things. It was just so cool to actually see that.
Oh yeah. Wait, you can that's in
Yeah.
Atlanta?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like an actual, like being run by something building, but there's also a mall that the, I think it was in season two or three that they shot in.
Yo, that's
I think you
cool.
can go there, but I think there's another mall they filmed in or used, and I think it was closed down. I'm not sure.
Speaking of movies and like seeing like your hometown or whatever in it, The Founder, the movie about McDonald's, like the guy who,
Oh,
there's a
yeah.
lot of clips from that shot in the downtown, this downtown
Wow.
that's like fairly close to me. Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's a good movie. You should watch it.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to see how McDonald's was created, it's
Yeah.
pretty cool. It's kind of sad also, but
Aww.
eh. Yes, McDonald's is a sad story, okay?
I
I'm
would
kidding.
never have thought of that.
Yeah, you know, it's brutal, okay? When you're eating your Big Mac, just a certain level of sadness just rushes over you. Here's a kind of another random question. What's a piece of media or art that you unapologetically enjoy that might shock others, aka guilty pleasure? So I had somebody, crap, what did they say? I don't remember what they said, but I basically something that you might quote unquote be feel guilty about. You don't actually have to feel guilty about it. And it doesn't
Yeah.
have to be something really weird, but
Yeah.
if you have one.
There, I think it was in Japan. It's this artwork of this robot, and he's like scooping up a red liquid. I feel like it's very cliche to like that piece, but it just makes me feel so sad because he eventually like slows down over time, and just like he barely scoops up the liquid, and it looks so sad, but I
Aw.
just tell myself that he's a robot because, like, I mean, he is, so yeah.
Aw.
But another, like, guilty pleasure, like, in the film wise, I would say is like childhood movies. Like, they're just really comfort to me. Like, the Barbie movies, they're so bright and kind of painful to watch because of the colors and
Yeah.
bad animation, but it's just like comforting and fun to watch, so.
The Barbie movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
Yeah,
almost
that's
have all of them, so.
really like on DVD.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's retro DVD. Man.
Yeah, I have a whole closet full of movies.
Wow, okay. Barbie, that's a new one, you know. I
Yeah.
had some dudes on here say guilt Dress to Impress was their guilty
Love Dress
pleasure.
to Impress.
Okay. You know, maybe it's a lot more popular than I thought I was. They
Yeah,
had an
there's been a lot of VTubers playing.
idea of starting a, I don't know if this was, they had an idea of starting like a tournament where basically you'd make money off of, like you could make
Really?
money off of, yeah, probably a joking. Yeah, I say
Yeah.
idea, probably more on the, I don't know if they're actually
Honestly?
pioneering this, but.
Yeah, I feel like honestly I'd be good at that because I've been playing nonstop, so
5 years from now, you're a professional Dress to Impress player.
yeah.
We got esports leagues for it. That would be a golden age in Roblox gaming, truly.
Yeah, I keep thinking of the older Roblox games, like I think it was called Prison Break
Oh,
and
of course.
the zombie attack game, and just stuff like that is just so nostalgic to me.
Yes, those were like there was I played Natural Disaster was a big one I played.
Yes.
I played the a lot of the football games because I loved football growing up. Yeah, like I loved Roblox.
Me
I'll play
too.
Roblox every now and then. I'm like, you know what? There's some crap on
Yeah, I've been
here.
playing a lot recently.
Look, there's some crap on Roblox. We all acknowledge that. There's a lot of it.
Yeah.
But there's some gems, okay? You know? I really should start saying this was my guilty pleasure. One time, me and my buddies were on call, and I was really bored because I didn't have the game that they were playing, and so I went on Roblox, and I found the best, truly probably the best Roblox game, Fairy Tycoon, and I grinded on that game for 2 hours and maxed out the game. So,
Yeah, sometimes I'll play like a stupid tycoon game.
oh no. They're all the exact same, but they're so good.
They are. They're just classic.
Yeah, truly, truly. My next question would be for you is this can kind of be a common question for a lot of artists, but what are some difficulties you have run into with art?
Definitely, some parts of making the website were kind of hard because the whole mobile appearance of it was just like I had finally finished the computer version and I was so proud of myself, and then I realized that and I was like, oh my goodness. But more like difficulties speaking would be art block, like just not having the motivation to draw and knowing what you want to draw, or like not knowing but having the motivation. Like it's basically like you want to get that energy out but you can't, and then sometimes you don't have any energy at all. So I think that's definitely a part of it. I've seen a lot of people online say that making art every day, or at least drawing something for 5 minutes, helps. And honestly, I don't draw every day, but I've been getting more into it recently because I just came out of a little art block stump, but I think I'm doing pretty good now. I've been drawing every day for like a week or two now.
That's really good. If you need help getting motivation, then hopefully my community can help you. I would agree with all of that. I was thinking about kind of like you said, like art block, and kind of I guess the one thing with art and kind of pursuing it is, look, money's a very persuasive thing. Money's a good motivator, and it when you're doing something and you're putting in a lot of effort, kind of like you would a job. Not saying, being a content creator is like a job, but for some people it is, and it does sometimes require a solid amount of time to set aside to do it. And sometimes when you're not making money from it, it can be a bit, it can be harder to do when there's not a direct incentive, But I think you gotta find your reason to do it. And always having a reason to do it is good. Like you always have to, as long as you enjoy it, that's what's good,
Yeah, I agree with that.
And if maybe you get like one good interaction with somebody revolving your art and it just makes your day, right?
Yeah, I was getting my hair done a few weeks ago, and I was drawing in the middle of the appointment, and then my hairstylist all of a sudden wanted to commission me, and it just made me so happy
Oh,
because
that's awesome.
I haven't had many commissions, so
Yeah, that's really good. I'm shocked that you haven't had many commissions because you just have really good art. But
Thank you.
yeah, maybe that's something that maybe that's something that I really think a big part of it is just community, having people who are going to because I think getting valuable fans and people who are going to support you like directly is really big. And I don't have any problem supporting people who I feel like do good stuff. I have no problem with it. I can't necessarily dedicate that. I'm gonna be on every post and be like, this is fantastic. Liking it, sharing it, text it 1,000 friends, like, but, and I can't necessarily, say this to every single person on the podcast. I'm gonna invest all of my money in everything they have,
Yeah, I get that.
just kind of grouping together and group supporting each other. That's what's really cool about artists. And I'm like, if you can be an artist and get into that niche and meet artists, like then you're like I just see these people's accounts grow like huge because of it, Because
Yeah, I feel like
you scroll through their following and it's just artists.
yeah, I love that. I've been trying to follow more artists on my art account. Because I think a sense of community definitely does help.
Yeah.
It's really exciting to be able to like look at other people's stuff too.
Yeah, it's kind of you kind of get to see what they do, see what they're doing that is doing well, and try to replicate that, and also give advice to other people who are maybe trying to learn a different skill.
Yeah.
It's you know, you can that's where you can gain a lot from it, you know.
Yeah, it definitely does help.
Well, I guess my last question would be, as we're reaching our final few minutes, what would a piece of advice you'd give to people in your similar situation, whether that be to artists, to just people creating content online?
I
What would
would
you give?
say, and regarding art block, try to create when you can, even if it's just something little, and have like some sort of like Pinterest board or collection of pictures to inspire you of things that you want to make or replicate. I feel like just having something ready that you want to see and draw or create is very helpful. So yeah.
Absolutely. And well, I think that's really good then. I think it's a really good thing to say, especially for I think art block is a you know, it's more credited towards artists, like people drawing. I would say that's a pretty universal thing of people who are
Yeah.
creative minded, just not having a lack of new ideas coming to you. And I totally get that. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast. I want to thank you as well for being on the podcast. This has been a very good episode. And if you would like to find some of Vivid Joyce's links, they will be in the description of this video or in the description of this episode, whether you're listening to this on podcast, on YouTube. Definitely go check those things out, and definitely go buy some art, go get something commissioned. I'm sure that would be much appreciated. And is there anything else you
Yes,
would
thank
like to
you.
say?
No.
All right. Well, thank you, listeners, again, and you guys have a great rest of your day. Bye bye.